This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump issued a warning about foreign interference in the U.S. presidential election, saying that, "I think that the last person Russia wants to see in office is Donald Trump, because nobody's been tougher on Russia than I have ever." He also said both China and Iran would like to see former Vice President Joe Biden prevail. Mr. Trump's comments come as a top U.S. counterintelligence official warned that Russia, China, and Iran will all try to interfere in the 2020 presidential election, with Russia already trying to undercut presumptive Democratic candidate Joe Biden. In an unusual public statement, William Evanina, director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center, said those countries were using online disinformation and other means to try to influence voters, stir up disorder, and undermine American voters' confidence in the democratic process. Foreign adversaries also may try to interfere with the U.S. election systems by trying to sabotage the voting process, stealing election data, or calling into question the validity of election results. The nation's top infectious disease expert says that if proper public health guidelines are followed, the United States could come out of the fall and winter looking good on the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci also said in an online discussion with the Brown School of Public Health that he was cautiously optimistic about trials for a coronavirus vaccine because early trials show it working as well or better than plasma from people who have recovered from COVID-19. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases said that public health guidelines should not be in conflict with opening up the country, but should be a gateway to opening up the country. Globally, approximately 720,000 deaths have been attributed as a result of COVID-19. It's more than 161,000 in the United States.